The deputy emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim mission, Muavi Mohammed bin Salim, has cautioned miscreants within Islam who continue to tarnish the image of the religion to refrain from such acts as the new year approaches. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Muavi bin Salim said he is not happy that some Muslims continue to denigrate the religion through unacceptable acts despite the beautiful teachings of the Quran. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwatan.
The advice that I have for Muslims, particularly on this very occasion, is that every new faith is an opportunity for a true believer to make a change. It's always an opportunity for you to do soul searching, and you do the soul searching and find the areas where you are wanting, and you can always make amends. The Holy Quran teaches that, exemplified it, that whoever repents from whatever one does, if you really truly repented, it is as if you never committed a sin at all. That is the situation that you will find yourself. Muslims, we must know that we, according to the Holy Quran, are meant to live an exemplary life for the whole of mankind. We have with us a prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was a perfect example for the whole of mankind, and the Holy Quran itself contains such telling teachings that is expected of a Muslim to follow. It is not only Muslims who are found in the various prisons, it's not only Muslims who are culpable, not only Muslims who are found engaged in unnecessary activities, yes, but it is prominent about Muslims because the Muslims, particularly Islam and Muslims, are least expected to commit these things in the light of the excellent teachings, the teachings that we have, the enlightening nature of the Holy Quran, the practical example of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the bad Muslims from getting involved in some of those things. Therefore, when Muslims gets involved, if even one Muslim gets involved in one of those things, it becomes very...
You realize that watching TV, reading the newspapers, if people commit crime, if it is not Bukhari, then it is Ismaila. If it is not Ismaila, then it is Ibrahim. And the trend among 10 people, you realize about 7 are Muslims. Is this not disturbing?
It is disturbing, of course. I'm not shying away from the fact that Muslims are committing these things. What I'm trying to say is this, that it is least expected of any Muslim to do any of those things, because Islam frowns upon those things.
City Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim mission, Maulvi Mohammed bin Salih.